First JWST observations of a gravitational lens, mass model of new multiple images with near-infrared observations of SMACS-J07233 to $7,327, by G.B. Kaminha et al. We present our lens mass model of SMACS-J0723, the first strong gravitational lens observed by the James Webb Space Telescope, JWST. We use data from the Hubble Space Telescope and Multi-Unit Spectroscopic Explorer, MUSE, to build our pre-JWST lens model, and refine it with newly available JWST near-infrared imaging in our JWST model. To reproduce the positions of all multiple lensed images with good accuracy, the adopted mass parameterization consists of one cluster scale component, accounting mainly for the dark matter distribution, the galaxy cluster members and an external shear component. The pre-JWST model has, as constraints, 19 multiple images from 6 background sources, of which 4 have secure spectroscopic redshift measurements from this work. The JWST model has more than twice the number of constraints, 27 additional multiple images from another 10 lensed sources. Both models can reproduce very well the multiple image positions with a delta RMS of 0.39 inches and 0.51 inches, for the pre-JWST and JWST models, respectively. The total mass estimates within a radius of 128 kilopascent, the Einstein radius, are 7.9 to 0.2 carat plus 0.3 times 10 to the 13 msn and 8.6 to 0.2 carat plus 0.2 times 10 to the 13 msn, for the pre-JWST and JWST models, respectively. We predict with our mass models the redshifts of the newly detected JWST sources, which are crucial information for systems without spectroscopic measurements for further studies and follow-up observations. Interestingly, one family detected with JWST is found to be at a very high redshift, Z greater than 7.568. This was, first JWST observations of a gravitational lens, mass model of new multiple images with near-infrared observations of SMACS-J07233 to $7,327, by G.B. Kaminha et al.